Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful anointing here. We pray this anointing to saturate through every home that's watching right now or in the future on the internet. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful anointing, that wonderful blessing that Holy Forever song by Chris Tomlin brings in. It's such a strong, wonderful anointing. Praise the Lord. Wow. We're going to have fun today.
Can we sing Hallelujah?
Sure.
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. 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 Jesus, I love 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 you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Part of our teaching is about following the Holy Spirit. It's very important we do. We're not locked into legalism of a service, but however the Holy Spirit leads us, we go for it. So, praise the Lord. Wow. So we're wrapping up this Prosper Your Soul and Be in Health series right now. We're going to go very, very deep here at the very end. We'll do a quick review, but we're going to press some areas many of us haven't gone to for a long, long time, if ever at all. So, now, it's very important learn how to allow God to restore your soul to be successful in every area of your life. So we're taking time with this series because it's a real deep, important series, okay? We're going to be led by the Holy Spirit because many people have unaware sins they don't think they have. This is a very big challenge for a lot of people. Now, pride, rejection, they impede many Christians because they get offended at receiving correction. However, when God corrects us, it's because he loves us. He does not correct the ungodly who have chosen to worship the devil. So, it's humbling to let God correct you. Okay, now Proverbs 3, 5 to 12. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight and understanding. Your own insight and understanding falls into pride. So I'm going to listen to the Lord, okay? In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him. He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. It will be health to your body, marrow, your nerves, your muscles, and your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of all your crops of income, and your barns will be abundantly filled, and your vats will overflow with new wine. Now, we talk about that a lot here. When you're not doing what God tells you to do, it's because of pride or because of fear. We must follow what the Lord has instructed us to do. Number 11. My son, do not reject or take lightly the discipline of the Lord. Learn from your mistakes and the testing that comes from the correction through discipline. Do not despise his rebuke, for these whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Even as the father corrects the son whom he delights. It's very important. God is our love. God loves us. He teaches us. He corrects us. When I took martial arts, that instructor had no problem correcting us when we were doing something wrong. Because it's important to be corrected in class, not out in the world in case something happened, okay? It's very important you follow what they do. The drill instructor in the military, he's correcting those guys, so when the battle comes, they know what to do. I've said this before, but it's appropriate here. My father, he couldn't stand his drill instructor until the first battle. Then he loved the drill instructor because he saved his life. Okay? You know? So that's the way it is. So when God corrects you, it's for our own good. It's not correct to be mean. He's trying to train us, teach us in things, get us ready for the challenging times that are coming. Okay? Now, if you have any challenges with relationships, finances, need healing anyway, your soul still needs to be restored. It needs to be restored more by God in order to be successful and prosper in those areas. Okay? Today, the objective is to be led by the Holy Spirit to receive this teaching and implement the right way, right away, when you ask Him to show you what your unaware sins are, so you can confess them, repent, renounce them, break off demonic attachments to those sins, you can finally get free from them, have success more than ever with every single challenge you've been standing in faith to receive. Let me explain something here. If you have a car that has bad brakes, and you don't know it, you're unaware of it, that car can crash and do badly damage to things, right? You have to go in and inspect the brakes. When you inspect the brakes, you've got to make the adjustments necessary so the brakes don't go bad, okay? So unaware sin is kind of like that. There's a challenge in your life. You're not aware of it. But if you don't correct this challenge, you're going to have problems later on. So it's very important to take some time, do some self-analyzation here to get through these points, okay? Okay. Now, you restore your soul to a greater degree today so you can achieve that during this sermon. Let's dig deeper in the Word of God today using the same outline to get more of God's treasure teaching so God's Word will show us how to make any course corrections or reveal to us things we need to know become more successful, prosper in things we have challenges with. Okay.
Okay, we're going to do a quick review. And A, the Word of God prospers your soul. So we're studying 3 John 1, 2, and in the King James Version. Also, we merged it with the Living Bible and the Holman. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and you are successful in every way, and all is well with you, and be in health, and that your body is as healthy, even as thy soul prospers, even as your soul is successful, and that your body is as healthy as I know your soul is, and be in good health physically, just as you are spiritually. And Strong's Concordance, that word prosper is translated in the Greek to be successful. You know that song, It Is Well With My Soul? I learned about the author and the composer of that song and why he wrote it. And a ship went down with his wife and daughters on it. And the devastation of wiping out his whole family was tremendous. But he comforted himself on God. And his soul was so distraught. You may be going through some things that have been very challenging to you. God ministered to him this scripture. It is well with my soul. He knew that God was there for him in every situation. And whatever you're going through today, God is saying to you, it is well with your soul. And we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, to help us in the places where our soul needs ministry, and allow God to restore those areas. Amen.
Okay, your soul will prosper, successful in health and in finances when it's been successfully restored from any brokenheartedness. And we do this by renewing your mind, okay? Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you may prove as a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, okay? We all have challenges. We've been preconditioned since birth by things around us. We are in a lot of places that aren't always godly. Maybe the TV shows you watch or things you see on the computer or whatever. They condition people, and they're designed to condition people. But our job is to protect and renew our mind to be godly at all times, okay? All right, Jesus prospers you and makes you successful in every area of your life. Now, this is very important. Complete, total, every area of your life. I don't care if it's physical, financial, emotional, relationships, whatever it is, Jesus will help you make complete in every area of your life. Jesus prospers the poor. Okay, this is section C, all right? Now, remember, Jesus became poor, okay? The woman with the issue of blood became poor because of her enormous medical bills. In 12 years, she spent all she had on doctors, okay? Doctors couldn't heal her, but the healing power of Jesus healed her immediately. And that's another thing. When you finally get to Jesus, when you finally reach there, it's now. Your forgiveness is now. Everything about you is now. He doesn't need time. He made water into wine in a nanosecond. Now. Okay? He healed the blind. Now. Get up your mat and walk. Now. Jesus does it now. When you really get to Jesus, when you push in through all this stuff and get to Jesus, it is now. Okay? All right.
All right, let's look at the Amplified Classic Version, and we're going to include verses 43 and go to 46 for now, and then we can go to 48. And a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage 12 years, she spent all her money on physicians and could not be healed by anyone. And let's skip down to verse 46, as we're just doing this review, the highlights of it. And Jesus said, someone did touch me. Remember, everybody in the crowd was touching Jesus that could get near him. You know, when you're in a crowd, it's tight space, and everyone is bumping up against each other and elbows and shoulders and everything. Everybody was touching him because everybody wanted to receive from him. And when he said, who touched me, you know, Peter and the apostles were like, what do you mean? Everybody's touching you, is, you know, the paraphrase. But he said, someone did touch me because I was aware that power to heal had gone out of me. We all come to Jesus. We all ask the Lord to heal us. We all do affirmations believing that we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, thanking God that we've been healed, calling those things that are not as though they were. But That woman of faith extracted the anointing healing power from Jesus because she reached out with a glad expectation of the now. Her faith was now. I know that Jesus has power. That is mine. I want it. And she had this assertiveness that she was going to get what she needed. And this is the perspective we need to constantly have in every time we pray, that one time, and then after that one time we affirm. Those affirmations shouldn't just be like parrot talking. It should be with that confident faith every single time that you're affirming. You're thanking God for what is already yours. You've claimed it, you're decreeing it. It belongs to you, and this is the attitude of why we affirm. Amen.
You know, what's interesting about this is that she risked everything to get to Jesus. She could have been stoned, all kinds of bad things. She'd been excommunicated from the church, but she gave it all up because she wanted to get to Jesus. And we need to put that kind of fervency to we go into Jesus, okay? So the question is your soul restored enough to see yourself worthy with the boldness and confidence to reach up and grab what you need from God this instant? You are worthy because Jesus died on the cross for you. He said you are worthy. It's not for us to decide if we're worthy. He said you are worthy. Who decides the value of anything? The purchaser. You go to buy a house, you place a value on the house and buy it. Okay? The person says yes or no, they don't have to accept it, but you decide the value. If that person says it's $100 million for the house, you say okay, you decided the value. Jesus decided the value for you was the ultimate sacrifice for this entire universe. The most precious commodity in the world was his precious blood, the pure, untainted blood, and he gave it all up for you because you are worth it, okay? Now, do you believe that this instant you'll be healed, or will it be in the future? You have to use your God kind of faith to get what you need now, as soon as you make a request known to God with your one-time petition and receive the answer immediately, just like this woman of faith did. Okay?
Jesus heals the brokenhearted. That means emotional healing, and physical healing of the heart that's inside of your chest, but also the heart that has been wounded and hurt by other people and by trauma. So it's like a shattering, and God wants to put all those broken pieces together again. Let Jesus heal your broken heart and heal your soul. Number four, E4, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up wounds, and we need to shout and sing praises when he does that. Amen. And F, God rejects sin and disobedience. And Jesus is the cornerstone. And we need to make sure that we aren't going to be rejected by God. And a lot of Christians don't realize that they're living a life of rejection. And then they reject, because people who are hurt will hurt other people. People who feel rejected may reject other people, not even realize it. And so number three, when you go to B, number two, the Oxford Dictionary definitions of a cornerstone is a stone uniting two masonry walls at an intersection, representing the nominal starting place in the construction of a monumental building, especially in Eastern culture, is essential and indispensable. Jesus is essential. We need to build our lives upon him as the rock of our salvation. And so people don't realize that when it says in number 4, because of rejecting God, the enemy can and will attack you. And when we do things our own way instead of doing it God's way, we don't realize that's pride. And that's rejecting God, because we're not going to ask him what to do. We're rejecting his counsel. We're rejecting his guidance. And we're trying to be independent and do it on our own. And we don't even realize that's rejecting. But he wants us to come to him. And some Christians don't realize that when they try to work this out in their own way, then they need to go to God and start learning the Word of God, doing it as it says, not just being a hearer, but a doer of the Word of God. And then guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. Guard our hearts so that we don't feel rejected by other people, and we're not going to reject them. We're going to try to reach out to them just like we're trying to draw close to God. And when we submit ourselves to God and his word, he draws close to us. He doesn't reject us because we're drawing close to him. Amen.
Okay. Now, Jesus can restore your soul. He refreshes and restores our lives, ourselves. He leads us in paths of righteousness, uprightness, right standing with him, not for earning, but by his namesake. We didn't earn his forgiveness at the cross. He gave it to us of his own heart. Okay? Jesus gives liberty and sets the captives free. Now, here's a challenge. Almost everybody is a captive in some way because the devil has a little chain on them, keeps yanking them back. Remember what you did. Remember these problems. Remember how bad that was, okay? All right? Whatever these challenges are, we're going to break that out today, okay? Jesus wants you set free today of all challenges holding you back from being successful, prospering in every area of your life, okay?
So you may want to, we started this last Wednesday, those that were in Overcomer service, and those that weren't there, you may want to get a piece of paper and a pen or write on your phone. And are there any areas that the devil has been holding you back that you haven't fulfilled every single thing that you believe God wants you to have done? And if there are areas, write them down. And then we're going to inquire of the Holy Spirit about it, because God wants you to push forward and advance and complete all the things that he wants you to do. Amen. So do you think that there's been fear holding you back, or unforgiveness, or self-unforgiveness? Do you think maybe that you were offended, or you feel rejected, or could it be low self-esteem or unworthiness or insecurities? Maybe someone thinks that they may not be good enough and they can't get it done, but God's called you. And if God's called you, he's equipping you. And if God's equipping you and he called you, that means he already sees it as successful, because he knows the end before the beginning, and he would not start something that he could not finish through you. And so God wants you to continue on your race, continue your destiny, continue your goals and your calling, regardless what obstacles are in your life. But let's try to analyze what might be any hindrances of why some things haven't been completed yet. That could be complete healing. It could be finances, it could be relationships, it could be getting to where you need to be in your career level, or some personal goals that he's given you, and it just hasn't culminated yet. But God says this is the season for release and increase. This is the prophetic word God gave us for starting from Rosh Hashanah 2024 till the end of 2025, that he's having people release things that were hindering them, released any past things that were besetting them, and he's going to release unto every one of us all the blessings and resources needed to increase in those areas. Do you think that maybe it was impatience holding you back? Was it pride? Was it something else? Let's just take a minute, ponder on that, and the Holy Spirit's going to help you with that today.
So Holy Spirit, please lead and guide everybody to any challenge they have that they've gotten so accustomed to, they kind of glance over them and don't think that they have any challenges. But reveal to everybody anything that they need to correct. Because everybody here wants to follow you, Lord. Everybody here humbly submits themselves to you, Lord. We want to break free of any chains, snares of the devil. We want to go forward pursuing you, press on the mark of our high calling. And remember, just as Paul did nothing wrong, you've done nothing wrong. You're a new creature in Christ. You've been forgiven. In Jesus' name. Okay. Jesus heals the blind and every infirmity.
So God doesn't want us to be spiritually blinded either. He wants us to be able to have the revelation of what we need so that he could show us and that we could get rid of any of those stumbling blocks. Amen?
Jesus gives liberty to get the oppressed set free spiritually. If you're under any kind of attack, there's an oppression against you. And spiritually, you're going to be set free today. Okay? All right, 2 Timothy 3, 16-17. Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration, profitable for his instruction, for reproof, for conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience and for training in righteousness, in holy living, conforming to God's will, in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped in every good work.
Okay, so we're going to give you some scriptures not on your outline, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, and we're going to refer to the Amplified a lot. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17, Amplified Version. So God wants us to be complete and proficient, well-fitted, and thoroughly equipped. That means ready! Ready to just be catapulted to that next level. And he needs to then correct us, instruct us, and help us. Just like Pastor James said that when he was on a bowling team and his dad was his coach, and he was a very good bowler and had some high scores, but his dad would stand behind him and say, hey, you didn't notice that, you know, you might have done this and that. You might want to correct the positioning or the way your arm was or whatever. And that's what God wants to do for us, is to help us become perfected so that we could do better and better each time, whatever we're going to be doing for him in our walk for God, in Jesus' name. Now, Galatians 5, 1, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, this is also the Amplified Classic. In this freedom, Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Woo! He has made us free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Why don't we act free? Because the soul needs to be restored, but our spirit has been made free. Why doesn't our body act free? Because we need to see ourselves of who God has made us to be and what his word says that we are is true. And these are lying symptoms because we're the healed one of the Lord. And so you have to stand fast then and do not be hampered and held or ensnared and submitted again to the yoke of slavery, which you have once put off. Slavery to sin, no more. Slavery to sickness, no more. Slavery to challenges, no. That's not the way God sees us. He sees us as completely free. Amen.
1 John 1, 7 to 10. But if we really are living and walking the light, as he himself is the light, we have true, unbroken fellowship with one another. With the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son cleanses, removes from us all sin and guilt. Keyword here is guilt.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people carry on a lot of guilt. They think they're forgiven, but they carry on the guilt of the past, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keeps us cleansed from sin and its forms and manifestations. If we say we have no sin, refusing to admit that we are sinners, we delude and lead ourselves astray. And the truth which the gospel presents is not in us and does not dwell in our hearts. If we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. If we say and claim we have not sinned, we contradict this word and make him out to be false and a liar, and this word is not in us. The divine message of the gospel is not in our hearts. So, as you do this, be open to receive from the Lord. He's going to tell you some things that you may not want to hear. You may be tempted to justify it and put it off, but if it's from God, look at it closely. Analyze it. Where's the root come from? And how do you get rid of it once and for all? Okay?
Yeah, we try to do this really on a daily basis. I mean, God says that we can live a sin-free life, but we need to constantly be analyzing if we did a sin so that we could repent of it as soon as possible. We have to ask the Holy Spirit to make us aware of that, because if we're not, then we're just going to keep making the same mistakes over and over and over, not realizing we are doing that. So we want to do this so that we're without spot or wrinkle. We want to continually put ourselves under the microscope of the Holy Spirit and allow him to purify us and keep us pure as he is guiding us, so that we stay in sync with him in the fruit of the Spirit and continually confessing sins if necessary. If we're not sinning, then hey, what does that mean? It means we're staying in the fruit of the Spirit. It means that we're staying under the protection of God then. It means that we could hear his voice better without hindrance. It means that everything that we imagine to do will not be withheld from us because we're in unity in him. Hallelujah. That's a good...
That works.
Good motivation,
that works, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Okay, so here's a test that we need to all give ourselves on a regular basis. One test is when there's an eyewitness proof, and they can testify to something. So if I want to know whether or not that I am in sync with God and I'm doing well, and if I am not aware of something, you know, if I'm in that forest and I don't think I'm lost, but I think I'm going the right way, and I'm supposed to be getting out of the forest to go home, but the park ranger helicopter knows that the park is shutting down in 10 minutes and I'm going deeper into the forest instead of going back to the parking lot where my car is. He's going to know that I'm lost. But what if I didn't know I was lost because I think this is the right way? Don't we want the Holy Spirit saying, turn around, go right, go left? But sometimes we don't even ask because we think we're doing everything right. But if we see somebody and we just say, okay, bye, and we see like 50 people going that way and we're going this way, we know closing time is in 10 minutes. Wouldn't I think maybe I should go with them? Maybe they've been here before and they know what they're doing. You know, it's just kind of logical. But what if there's no one around? What if you're at home by yourself? You think you're doing something right? Well, we should ask the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. And also a good test is to humble ourselves, mm-hmm. not be prideful, and someone that you know is just not going to, you know, placate you and doesn't want to offend you, so won't tell you the truth. And if I say, honey, do I have bad breath before I leave the house? And what if I just ate a bunch of onions and garlic? And he's like, I think you're okay. You know, then I would say, okay, that It doesn't seem to be so okay. But if he says, honey, I love you, but you really need to use some mouthwash, I would say, thank you so much for telling me that. I don't want to blow people away when I go to, you know, the place we're going to be going to. I want people to talk to me, not be offended by me.
And don't be surprised who may tell you something. There's an old movie called The Kid from Left Field. It's about a baseball team, and the kid's a bat boy, and the big slugger's having real trouble hitting the ball. And the kid walks up to him and says, if you do this and this, you'll hit the ball. And I didn't get all up. He said, I know what I'm doing. He thought about it, made the adjustments, and hit the ball. He had to receive from a little kid, because somebody can spot things you're doing that you don't know. It gets into your habits. When you get into a, you know, when you look at something like hitting a baseball, it's such a perfectly timed. One of the hardest things in the world is to hit a baseball. You take a round ball and a round bat, you try to hit it squarely, okay?
Right.
But the bottom line is, somebody standing beside you can see what you're doing wrong, just like my bowling, my dad with my bowling and things like that. Well, when you're looking at a ball that's 90 miles an hour coming at you, you haven't got much time to make a lot of adjustments. That's what we're doing here. When the end times come, you're not going to have time to be doing a lot of thinking and feeling and so forth. You got to listen to the Holy Spirit and follow. Just like I talked about the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels last week, you know. Those guys do exactly what they're told the instant they're told. Now, we're all working to get there. None of us are at that level yet. We get that. But that's what this course is all about, okay?
Okay, so ask the Holy Spirit, and to get a confirmation, go to two or more people who know you, love you, and really will tell you the truth. Say, are there areas that you see in my life that I need to improve in, or sins I'm doing that you don't think I'm working on that you may want to suggest to me to check out? And I'm not going to get offended. That's the first thing you need to say. I'm not going to get offended, because people might be like, oh, they're going to yell at me or be upset or be mad or whatever. But we need to get to the point where we could get constructive criticism, not something that's going to insult, not something that's going to demean, not in a manner that's rude or offensive, but hey, you know, could you help me? How can I fix this? Like if you had a bicycle that needed to be fixed and you went to the bicycle repair shop, is he going to say, you dumb, you know, ding dong, why did you make this chain break and you should have done this and that? No, they just say, oh, well, here's what we're going to do to fix it. And this is what needs to be done. Now, next time, in order to avoid this, you need to shift gears like this or that or whatever. And it's like, oh, thank you so much. You know, and then it's a positive experience. So if we can do that for each other and love each other enough to help each other, and then make it a prayer moment where you go to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, just help us.
Okay. The bottom line is, we've all have unaware sins. And someone thinks they have no more sins, they need to constantly ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to them which it is, what it is. And if a person really wants to see, to be sin free, then be brave enough to accept it and put down the pride and humble yourself until you see yourself set free from these challenges. Okay? Someone who loves you enough to tell you the truth. So, when I was 19 years old, I fell down a flight of stairs and tore my knee up. All football games I played in, never got a scratch. Okay, go figure. But as I was doing my workouts, one of my good friends came by and says, you're not doing it right. I could have gotten defensive. I could have gotten upset about it. And what he made me do hurt. And it hurt. But because of that, I was able to walk after that. So you have to listen to somebody. They're going to tell you some things that are going to hurt. I didn't want to do the exercises right because they hurt. But he pushed me and encouraged me to do it. So when somebody's talking about a challenge you've got, okay, receive it. If they're doing it in love. Now, my buddy was doing this in love. He cared for me. He was a nursing student. He knew what the challenges were. He saw the pain in my face when I was working out. And he came up and he really helped me. And I thank him continuously for that. I thank him. You know, he's such a great thing. I can't imagine what my life would be like, 48 years later, if he hadn't done that, and I wouldn't be able to walk or dance or do the things I'm able to do. because he cared enough about me to make sure that I went through the pain I wanted to go through. So when somebody's talking to you, if it's out of love, you may have to realize there may be some challenge here you're going to go through that you really don't want to go through, but you know you got to, okay?
And a lot of people just want to do it by themselves because it might be embarrassing. But you know what? It's something that we have to help each other as prayer partners. Or
well, getting back to my situation with my knee, I was justifying myself to not do the exercises right. Well, it hurts. I'll get to it tomorrow. I did a good job today. And I wasn't. When my buddy came up to me and says, we're going to push you through this, and he did the things that guys do, other guys, to encourage you to do things, you know, and motivated me to really get it done. It's what happens. So somebody may be talking about something. Take your time. Is the person right? If so, push through it. Okay, go for it.
But today we're going to talk to the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Okay. Right.
In Proverbs 14:12, Amplified Classic, chapter 14, verse 12. That's not on your outline either. There is a way which seems right to a man and appears straight before him or her, but at the end of it, it is the way of death. There are so many people that think they're doing the right thing and they never stop to ask or get confirmation or to see if they're really doing the right thing. And then it may not be the correct way, and then it doesn't work out for them. And we don't want to be those people, right? And then Proverbs 21:2-3 says, every way of a man or woman is right in his or her own eyes, but the Lord weighs and tries the heart. That basically means a lot of people will justify what they're doing because it seems right. They never inquire of the Lord, and maybe we don't have the total correct motivation in our heart, and we might be wanting it for other means, selfish gain, or this is, you know, that person really wants this, but they don't check with God, because what if God says, no, you can't have it, but they want it anyway, so they don't check, because if they don't hear the word no, they think they can be okay still. But, you know, when God says no, or when God makes a correction, it's because he's trying to keep us from a destructive path. So I look at it as, oh, thank you for correcting me. I want to go the best way, where I'm going to be getting to my advancement and not destroying myself.
Okay, James 4:6-10. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourself as you go through this. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, if you're prideful, devil's not going to flee from you, okay? Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. God's going to lift you up. Mm-hmm. We all have these challenges, but we all have to go through and go to God, and he will take care of us, okay?
Yeah, we have to be so remorseful that we just don't want to do those sins anymore. And then God will see that we sincerely are repentant. Amen?
Okay, people who are prideful will not want to humble themselves to do this. They'll feel insulted or offended and may think they do not need to be corrected by God or by anyone. We should always want God to correct us in every area of our life. The only perfect man is Jesus, the Son of Man. Whatever area you are not submitted to God completely in is an area where you are still having challenges because of an unaware sin. The unaware sin prayer will cover you like a Band-Aid so you can get healed and receive blessings from the Lord, but does not remove those blockages. Now, it's very important to realize you're forgiven, but the sin is still there if you're doing something that causes sin again. I used an example a while back. If somebody's speeding at 90 miles an hour, they're sinning. They do an unaware sins prayer, they're forgiven. But the second they're done with the prayer, they're still going 90 miles an hour, they're sinning. We have to get rid of the sin. They got to slow down to 65, or the speed limit is that they're going at, do the unaware sins prayer, and then stay in a sin-free zone, okay?
Otherwise, it's still opening a door to the devil to attack that person. But when that person can recognize the sin, confess it, repent, renounce, break that demonic attachment off of those sins, then break that stronghold, then they're really free of it, so it won't reoccur. So we need the Holy Spirit to show us our unaware sins so that we will be free indeed by Jesus the Son.
When you know the sin, you can close the door to the devil on it permanently, okay? Great. So I'm going to ask Pastor Karen to lead you in a prayer right now.
Well, if you'd like to say a prayer to allow God to show you any unaware sins and restore your soul so you can prosper and be more successful in your walk with God, then repeat this prayer with me. We've done this prayer before, but this time I think we're going to dig deeper. You know, like how there's an onion and you go layer by layer and the Lord is showing you. And we've prayed and asked before, but we're using this as like an affirmation where we're asking the Holy Spirit to continually show us more than what he showed us last time. So say with me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
According to 3 John 1, 2.
3 John 1, 2.
I want to prosper and be successful. In my health.
In my health.
And my finances.
And my finances.
Even as my soul prospers.
Even as my soul prospers.
And be successfully restored.
And be successfully restored.
Today.
Today.
In my relationships with you.
In my relationships with you.
With others.
With others.
And be successful.
And be successful.
And receive my completed healing.
Receive my completed healing.
And increase.
And increase.
In my finances.
In my finances.
And in every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
I want to be successful.
I want to be successful.
And I want to prosper.
And I want to prosper.
Your way, God.
Your way, God.
According to your word.
According to your word.
Not my way.
Not my way.
I thank you for showing me.
Thank you for showing me.
Every time.
Every time.
I may have an unaware sin.
I may have an unaware sin.
So that I can receive your correction.
So I can receive your correction.
I can confess those sins when they occur.
I can confess those sins when they occur.
And you can reveal to me.
You can reveal to me.
So that I can repent.
So I can repent.
Renounce them.
Renounce them.
And break off demonic attachments.
And break off demonic attachments.
To those sins.
To those sins.
And get free of them.
And get free of them.
So that I could be more successful.
So I could be more successful.
Than I have ever been.
Than I've ever been.
And overcome the challenges.
Overcome the challenges.
That I am currently facing.
That I'm currently facing.
And Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you for restoring my soul.
Thank you for restoring my soul.
To a greater degree.
To a greater degree.
Right now.
Right now.
So I can achieve more success.
So I can achieve more success.
And prosper.
And prosper.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
And Holy Spirit, please fall fresh upon me.
Holy Spirit, fall fresh upon me.
Rest upon me.
Rest upon me.
Remain on me.
Remain on me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Show me any sins.
Show me any sins.
That I'm unaware of.
That I'm unaware of.
At any time.
At any time.
So that I will be able to see RRB.
So I'll be able to see RRB.
Because I want to be led by you.
I want to be led by you.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
That you prosper my soul.
You prosper my soul.
You prosper me and make me successful.
You prosper me and make me successful.
In my health.
In my health.
And finances.
And finances.
As my soul is prospering.
As my soul is prospering.
According to your word.
According to your word.
So that I can complete.
So I can complete.
My race.
My race.
And the assignments you've given me.
And the assignments you've given me.
And run towards the mark.
And run towards the mark.
Of my high calling.
Of my high calling.
And forget those things that are behind. And
forget those things that are behind.
They will no longer.
They will no longer.
Hinder me.
Hinder me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see God doing a lot of things right now with many people. And the Word of God washes us and renews our mind. And with the washing of the water of the Word of God, God is renewing your minds to this. There's an anointing that's going out right now over everybody. Everybody that needs to receive. And there are people who've been held back without realizing it because of past challenges of regret, past challenges of painful memories, and the woulda, shoulda, couldas. And God is setting you free of that. I thank you, Lord God, for your ministry of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, breaking every yoke of bondage right now, healing people that have been hurt. They've been abandoned. They've been betrayed. They've been rejected. They have had disappointments, discouragement, grief, loss. They haven't achieved what they want to this point. They've had some setbacks. They felt hopeless. And they need encouragement. So right now, God is encouraging those of you that have been going through a lot of trials, a lot of tribulations, a lot of challenges. And he's turning it around. It's turn around. That what the devil meant for bad, God is turning around for good. And we thank you, Lord God, for restoring everyone's soul right now to see themselves as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. To remember who they are as sons and daughters of the Most High God, and that Jesus is our King, and we have been engrafted into a family, adopted into a royal family. We thank you, Lord God, that we're a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, and God is raising you up for such a time as this, that he wants to use you for his kingdom as ambassadors of God in Christ Jesus. That greater is he that's inside of you than he that's in the world. And it doesn't matter what you've gone through, that those things are under your feet. That you are above them, far, 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 far above them. You are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. You represent him with the dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power that's inside of you that eradicates all sickness and disease, that the anointing of God through you is able to heal anyone, anywhere, at any time, at any place. Demons, devils, and evil spirits run from you because you are submitted to God and his word. You resist the devil, and every demon, devil, and evil spirit flees from you. As you rise up in your authority and dominion in Christ Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for prospering our souls so that we see ourselves as truly who we are in Christ Jesus, super conquerors of God in Jesus' name, that nothing of the enemy shall by any means harm us in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, right now, that you are imparting this awesome anointing to each and every person, which is re-energizing, rejuvenating, invigorating, and encouraging with the confidence and boldness of the spirit of power and might coming upon each person now. We thank you, Lord, that we are an end times army, that we shall not be afraid of the end times because of who we represent and who we are and the power of God that we wield and the sword of the Spirit that we have and the shield of faith that we use and the helmet of salvation, knowing that we are God's righteousness and we are getting rid of unrighteousness. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have divine provision, divine protection, and we have the wisdom of God, and we're not going to allow the devil to hold us down or hold us back any longer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for prospering our souls, and we are in health even as our soul prospers. In Jesus' name, and just reach up, those of you that need to receive something from the Lord, receive it now in Jesus' name. There's a strong, strong anointing for every need, healing, miracles, restoration. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. 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 If you have loved ones in your home that need healing, go lay hands on them. That anointing is just going to be imparted right through you, your hands, to them immediately in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If you have parts of your body that are still challenged, lay hands on yourself in those areas of your body. If you need an overhaul, put your hands on top of your head. And that anointing of God is just going to go from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for completing what you started today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see burdens lifting off of people. Guilt and shame gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cancer gone in Jesus' name. Tumor, cysts, abnormal growths gone in Jesus' name. Pain of any kind, arthritis, osteoporosis gone in Jesus' name. Vision challenges completely healed and restored. I need to hear from you, whoever is getting all of this. We need an email, so please email us. We want to hear your praise reports, even though some people might say, oh, it just started a little bit. It started. You know, when you get an injection, it went to do everything it's supposed to do. This is an injection of the anointing of God. You claim it. You stand on the word. Amen. And some of you are getting full completed manifestations right now. Somebody had a belly pain. Whatever that was is healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody had challenges in your feet and your legs, your circulatory system, diabetes healed in the name of Jesus, blood pressure challenges, Alzheimer's symptoms, dementia challenges healed, restored in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you're healing people's bones and joints right now. Thank you, Lord God. You're giving... Somebody had such fatigue, you couldn't hardly stand up, and you had challenges with dizziness. Complete healing right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. That weakness gone, the cause of the dizziness gone in Jesus' name. There's waves of glory coming now. You should be feeling those waves of glory. They're just coming into your home, coming into your car, coming into wherever you're at. Billowing over you. Thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Things are coming into alignment in your life that were misaligned. And we thank you, Lord, that the angels of God have been sent forth to minister to every ABC-er and our families, and bringing your prayers to come to pass in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You have anything?
You're doing great, dear.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Amen.
You Amen.
Close in prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, praise and glorify you. Thank you for all these healing manifestations and blessings going out for every situation, every challenge. Thank you, everybody who's hearing this. Ask you, Lord, to show them any challenge they have, what they need to correct things to get closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise Lord. We're going to do communion now. Please get your elements. If not, do it by faith. If you know of any sins, go ahead and confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
According to 1 John 1, 9.
Great. According to 1 Corinthians 11, 24. We had given thanks. He broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance. So repeat after me, please. Dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We come to your table.
We come to your table.
We remember the sacrifice of your Son.
To remember the sacrifice of your Son.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We thank you for your body.
We thank you for your body.
That was broken for us.
That was broken for us.
And thank you for drawing us.
Thank you for drawing us.
Closer to you.
Closer to you.
And closer to the one.
And closer to one.
To one another.
To one another.
In this church.
In this church.
I now take your body.
I now take your body.
And in doing so.
And in doing so.
I agree and I receive.
I agree and I receive.
All of God's blessings.
All of God's blessings.
And promises.
And promises.
For at ABC Church.
For at ABC Church.
For a new spiritual season.
For a new spiritual season.
Just began.
That just began.
For each of us.
For each of us.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
We expect.
We expect.
New beginnings.
New beginnings.
Of God's goodness.
Of God's goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
Please take the body now in Jesus' name.
And according to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 25 to 26, similarly, when supper was ended, Jesus took the cup, also saying, this cup is the new covenant ratified and established in his blood. And as often as we drink it, we call God affectionately to remembrance. For every time we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until Jesus comes again. Can you please repeat this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus.
That was the payment for our redemption.
That was the payment for our redemption.
We partake of your blood.
We partake of your blood.
Of the new and everlasting covenant.
Of the new and everlasting covenant.
For this is the covenant.
For this is the covenant.
That we have made with you.
That we have made with you.
For eternal salvation.
For eternal salvation.
Because Jesus the Son.
Because Jesus the Son.
Has made us free indeed.
Has made us free indeed.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
That the blood of Jesus is powerful.
That the blood of Jesus is powerful.
And we have his DNA inside of us.
We have his DNA inside of us.
We are born again.
We are born again.
And filled with your Holy Spirit.
Filled with your Holy Spirit.
And let's partake and drink of this cup of the Lord's table in remembrance of Jesus now.
Our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.